This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with Real Sign. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. But let me bring on my next surprise guest for this first segment, because you know what? I love this guy. I love working with him. Rick Trader joins me. He is host of Conservative Commandos Radio Show and AUN Network. Rick, thanks for being with me.
Joe, great to speak with you, my friend. But you know that it's always great to speak with you.
Well, I always have a good time. You watched the debate tonight, and
I did, and I stayed awake. You know, I stayed awake through the whole thing.
But wait a minute, you must have been taking the same drugs as Joey B was taking then, right? Because look at him; he looked pretty peppy.
Might have been. Well, Joe, there was a drug that Joe took that. There was a drug Joe should have taken, but he didn't. And that was truth serum, because he really lied through the whole thing. And so many points will go through where I say Joe was lying through his teeth. And I hope the American people saw through the lies. I hope the American people, like your audience, are informed and can pick out the lies.
How did he do? Because, you know, obviously I couldn't watch. But how did you think he did with responses to the questions and to the accusations that the president made against him?
Well, first of all, what I noticed about Joe Biden through the whole thing was this smirk. And yep. What I mean by a smirk, do you ever see somebody who's laughing at somebody and not busting out loud, but their face is exploding and they're kind of like looking away?
Yep.
He did that just about through the entire debate.
Wow.
And I have to say that I thought the moderator did a fairly reasonable job handling the debate, except that she wasn't really successful. She tried to interrupt the president. She wasn't really successful at it. He was able to get his points in. But once again, she never, ever, ever tried to interrupt Joe Biden. But by and large, I thought she did a decent job. As far as Joe's responses go, well, as I said, Joe lied through the whole thing. Joe twisted through the whole thing. And I'd like to, if we can, Joe, I want to talk about some of the questions that were asked. And again, as I said to you the last time there was a debate, how I would have answered them, how I really would have liked to see the president to answer them. Okay?
Go for it.
One of the questions coming from the moderator was about how people were getting sick and dying that were living near chemical plants, that were living near refineries, and like it's all Trump's fault. Well, I would have said, well, haven't those people always been living near the chemical plants and refineries? And why didn't Joe Biden, why didn't Barack Obama do anything in their 8 years in the White House? Joe, isn't that a logical response?
That's exactly how I would have come back with it, yeah.
Yeah. And then another question was, of course, race. You got to get into race. You can't have a debate. You can't have a discussion in this country without talking about race. And, of course, Joe Biden makes this out to be such a racist, hateful, divided country. Of course, his side has nothing to do with it. But, Joe, the way I would have responded is this. If America is such a racist country, why are millions of Africans, Haitians, Jamaicans, Cubans, Dominicans trying to get here? Joe, they're risking their lives floating on boxes to get here. And if this is such a racist country, why is that happening?
Yeah, it would have been a perfect response. People aren't trying to get away from here, unlike other countries where they shoot you for trying to leave. People are trying to get in, you know?
Right. And then brought up with immigration. Of course, Joe Biden says, you know, day one, you know, I'm going to 11 million people are going to get amnesty. We're going to open our gates. We're going to open our doors. And then the president was asked about families being divided at the border. And the president, I thought he was very good at this. He says, well, we've stopped catch and release. Okay, we have no more catch and release. And the reason we have to check out these children to see if they're actually with real parents is so many of the coyotes, so many of the illegals are kidnapping children and using children as ploys to get over the borders and then be allowed to roam the country. The president said, I've stopped catch and release. And Joe Biden brought up this thing, well, what about these 500 kids that are in cages? And rightly so, the president come back and said, Obama built the cages. Obama started this policy. And the reason this policy got so bad is we had such a flood of illegals coming over the borders. And in many cases, they were using kids, in a lot of cases, kids that they captured or kidnapped, kids that weren't theirs. They use them to get into this country. So I thought the president did that pretty well. Also, Joe Biden talked about catch and release, how these people were given court dates, and they all showed up in court. Well, Joe, that's a damn lie, because I got it. I got it from an immigration judge that less than 10% of the people that crossed the border illegally were captured, were given court dates, ever showed up in court.
All right, hang tight. I'm going to hold you over for the next segment, and we'll be back in a minute. Joe, okay. Your host, don't go far, Rick Trader, host of Conservative Commandos Radio Show, will be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution here. But let me just bring him back on, because I always enjoy my time with Rick, and Rick is the host of Conservative Commandos radio show. And Rick, I want you to also tell people about the TV network.
Oh, right. The TV network is the American Uncensored News Network. We have 9 broadcast TV stations in Northern California, and what we're doing is we are developing a conservative television network to the right of Fox. Now, don't laugh at me and say it's not hard to be to the right of Fox, but that just gives you an idea of what we're trying to achieve there. We've got great shows. like the real side with Joe Messina. We've got the Conservative Commandos radio show. We've got the Chrissy Nation on there. We run James O'Keefe's videos on there. We run great documentaries, great movies. So if you are in Northern California, you've got to reprogram your television tuner. Go out and buy an antenna, because this is free. Once you buy the antenna, this is free television. Cut the cable. There's a lot of great free television out there, and you can find out more by going to our website, aun-tv.com. And, Joe, I am so pleased that the real side with Joe Messina has been with us since the very, very beginning.
Well, I've always appreciated your support as well. And then Conservative Commandos Radio, I mean, that's another show they should be paying attention to watching. You've got some great guests, and I think Sharon Angle also co-hosts with you from time to time as well, doesn't she?
Yes, Sharon co-hosts 2 days a week. My other co-hosts are George Landreth. George is the president and CEO of Frontiers of Freedom, and he was also a congressional candidate. We have Dr. Nasser Sheikh, who's really an interesting man. I mean, this is a true red American patriot. I don't want to say true blue. This is a true red pro-America, conservative, pro-Ronald Reagan man. He just happens to be a Muslim. But
I met him at CPAC. Great guy.
Yes. Yep. Well, actually, we all stayed together in a condo at CPAC.
See, you're not supposed to tell people. It's supposed to be a magic behind it. Anyway. Listen, before you eat up all your time, tell me how great other people are. I know that you watched the pre-statement or pre-interview to the debate tonight where Bobulinski was on and talked, really, what did he have to say? What was the context of what he said?
Well, Joe, remember 4 years ago, one of the prize things that Donald Trump did was, right before the last debate, he brought out the four women who accused Donald Trump of rape and other things.
Yep.
Well, he kind of did the same thing this time. He had a guy by the name of Tony Bobulinski, who was a business associate of Hunter Biden. And Tony was all involved in this. And Tony came out and says, look, I'm a Democrat. I'm really non-political, but if I ever gave to any candidate, it was Democrat candidates that I donated to. He says, I'm doing this because I'm a military guy, former naval officer. He says, and I am a patriot. He said that he was all involved with Hunter Biden and the scheme to give the big guy, and he said the big guy is Joe Biden. You know that the big guy was going to get 10% of all of this. He is turning over his cell phones and his computers to the FBI. Boom, there it is.
I hope he made copies, though. I really do. I hope he made copies of this stuff.
This is a pretty smart guy, businessman. I'm pretty sure he probably did.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure that he probably did. And, of course, you know, when President Trump brought this up during the debates, of course, Joe deny. Again, he lied through the whole thing. But again, I think that the real news coming out of the debates is Tony Bobulinski coming forward with all the emails, with all the information about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. There was also a report out today that Kamala Harris may have also been in line to get some of this Chinese business money. So
they want them in there bad. You know, people talk about how bad our relationships are in the Middle East, and that's not true. That is so far from the truth. The reason that they're saying that on the left is because they want those relationships back that actually put money in their pockets. How do you become? Joe Biden's numbers came out the other day. When he went into what was his yearly income was a couple of hundred thousand dollars when he went into Let me rephrase. Right. His revenue a couple of years ago, before he became VP, was a couple of $100,000. And what happened when he became VP? All of a sudden, what, over a two-year period, $16 million plus dollars was his revenue? How did that happen? Who made those kind of investments for him?
I'd like to know, too. Of course, you know, Joe Biden tried to keep asking the president, release your taxes. Why didn't you pay taxes? Why did you pay more taxes to China than here? I would have loved for the president to turn around and say, okay, Joe, and you tell the American people how you got filthy rich. How come you can afford three homes worth $10 million on a government salary? Explain that one, Joe.
Yep.
And, of course, you know, any money that Joe's going to make from China or Burisma or the Russians or the mayor of Moscow, his wife, you know, none of that money is coming into this country. You know that, Joe. All that money is going to be stocked offshore.
Yep.
You know, that kind of money.
You know, somebody said, well, he's got hidden Chinese accounts. I go, look, first of all, if the Chinese are working against him, it's easy to open up accounts and make it look like they're Trump's. That's number one. But number two is, really, all of a sudden they've been found? You know, nothing they've been able to do this guy in the last 4 or 5 months have been able to stick. And I hate to say it this way, but he's almost like the Teflon Don out of New York. You know, nothing sticks to him. And in his case, it's because none of it's true.
Well,
you know,
are you talking about the president, or are you talking about
Biden? About the president. You know, what they've drawn. He raped that one woman that lasted, what, 24 to 48 hours? She's gone, never to be heard from again.
Right.
You know,
right.
The thing with the taxes where, you know, they broke it down to 700. So let me see. The question that people didn't ask, which was making me nuts, did he do anything illegal, or did he simply take advantage of the rules that are on the tax rolls? Because if they're going to call him guilty for doing that, then we need to pull up Pelosi's taxes, Schumer's, right? We need to go right down the list of all. And Obama, love to see what he got going on now. Anyhow, you only got a minute left. Well, quickly tell people how to find your show.
Conservative Commandos Radio Show. Check out our website, ccrshow.com. That's ccrshow.com. If you're not near one of the towers that run our TV radio show, go to our website, ccrshow.com.
Perfect. Hang out, people, because we're going to talk to somebody, Daniel Harmon, and you know, he is taking on Hollywood. He's taking on production teams in Hollywood, and he's making a difference. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Mussini, your host. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. The final debate between the two men running for President of the United States of America was a heated one. Healthcare is one of the topics that saw the two go back and forth on. President Trump had one key point right from the start.
Always protect people with pre-existing. So I'd like to terminate Obamacare, come up with a brand new... Always protect people with pre-existing. So I'd like to terminate Obamacare, come up with a brand new beautiful healthcare...
as well as her background, which is so stellar and outstanding. She is 48 years old. She has the potential to stay on, let's say, for 4 decades. So presidents will come and go.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Trump is senior host. We're back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. As I told you, when you take on Hollywood, it's a big deal. We've had a lot of people on the show before in the past that have worked through Hollywood, worked in Hollywood, and you really don't understand how much Hollywood hates, dislikes, whatever word you want to use, people like us, conservatives and what have you. And I've commented on movies Noah and the difference between the biblical version and the one that Hollywood made because they decided they knew better than us. They knew what we wanted. But it's not true.
Right.
But somebody's taking on Hollywood in a different way, which I find really interesting, is Neil and Daniel Harmon. And I think I have Daniel on the phone with me right now with VidAngel. Daniel, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, listen, I know we didn't have a chance to talk ahead of time, but in reading some of your story and some of the stories up on that wonderful interweb area, you started off with The Chosen, correct?
VidAngel, yes. Yeah. They started off with that a show about Jesus Christ.
Right. But they did it in a unique way, did they not? I mean, in doing crowdfunding for a movie or a series.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing about it is they broke the all-time crowdfunding record with a show about Jesus. Yeah, and so they knew it wasn't going to be done by Hollywood, and instead they went directly to the crowd, and the market showed the demand for it, and it was pretty incredible.
I think that's great. I think we've seen this in the past. Yep. We've seen it with other movies, right? And you would think that Hollywood would get the message. But they cut off their nose to spite their face because they don't want these kind of messages out there. They don't want these kind of shows out there, do they?
No, and I think sometimes it's not even a matter of want. It's that it's not their life. it's not a reflection of what they live day to day. And so they don't think of other people even wanting it, because what they see around them and what reflects their life is completely different than maybe what more of middle America does.
Wow. It's always been amazing to me. And I watch them make movies. They try to make biblical movies, and then they try to bring them into or write them in a secular light, which I've always found interesting. It's like, wait a minute. Why would you go to a book that you really don't much care about, really don't want to have anything to do with, grab a story and rewrite it, not understanding the people that are going to come to see it are ones that have read the original and they're going to be teed off at you for doing what you did? I just find it interesting, you know?
Yeah, it's almost kind of missing the whole point, right? it's like you're leaving out the best part and saying, oh, let's deal with all the other stuff that maybe doesn't even matter as much.
Yeah, you look at movies like, you know, Gosnell and Unplanned and what have you. John Sullivan, who I've had on the show a couple of times, a good guy. He talks about some of the challenges he's had in Hollywood. Sonya Schmidt, who was a writer, worked out of Hollywood, talks about some of the problems that or challenges she had because of her value system and what she believed in, that she was a conservative. They didn't want her on. They didn't want to deal with her whatsoever. So you guys are breaking, or people like yourself are, I won't say breaking the mold, but you're pushing up against it, and you're being successful. And now you're looking, tell us about Tuttle Twins.
Yeah, so Tuttle Twins is a hit book series for kids that teaches about principles of freedom and economics for kids. And this book series has sold almost 1.5 million copies now.
Wow.
And we're turning this book series into a 2D animated kid show that will break down these same principles. And yeah, the market demand is showing that the hunger is there, that parents really want resources like this to be able to pass down these, you know, really core American values to their kids, because it's not getting passed down in other places.
No, and I've looked at the series. One of my granddaughters read one of the books on law in about 25 minutes, 30 minutes. She's 9 years old. And she was actually, it's written in such a fashion, she was actually able to sit there and explain it to me. She was actually able to tell me what she was watching, you know, what she was, what she read, and what she understood from it. So the books are written in such a fashion where the young kids or younger kids can really get it. What drove you guys to do this?
Well, I grew up in a freedom, liberty loving family in Idaho, and I have been a big fan of the books along with my kids for years. When the first one was released, I bought it up, and I've bought every book since. And for me, I just kind of saw it as I have a storytelling background in advertising, and I thought that skill set could transfer pretty well over to being able to create an animated kid show. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 daughters that are like in the prime demographic where that we're going for, ages kind of 6 to 12. And so I've got a nice little test audience at home to make sure I'm doing it right as well.
Yeah, they're going to push back a little bit and go, Daddy, do I have to?
Exactly. I know I've got it good enough when they ask to see more. When I show them something that unsolicited and they're like, oh, can we watch it again? Then I know it's in a pretty good spot.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think that we can't be afraid to do this stuff. And there's too many groups, there's too many people out there that are afraid to put these things out, because I don't know if they're afraid that they're going to get turned down, turned away. I don't really know. I don't honestly understand the rationale behind it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these things make money,
yeah.
Obviously. They're wanted, or you wouldn't be selling and doing what you're doing, would you?
No, absolutely not. I mean, there's a saying in business that when you provide something that's infinitely better than nothing, then you win. And essentially the Tuttle Twins series is providing a resource for kids that talks about common sense economics, real principles of freedom. And it's doing it in a way that like no other book series has ever even touched on. And like you said, it does it with such clarity that the kids can actually come away and basically teach the principle back to you. And so that's really resonating with parents. And now what we're adding to it with the animation is another level of adventure, another level of comedy, and that it's a show that kids just watch as a fun show, but then they're going to still come away with those same principles and that same lesson that'll hopefully sink deep into their hearts.
So what do you need? What do you need for people to help you? What do you need to make this thing successful?
So we are also doing crowdfunding, and this is not a Kickstarter. It's not an Indiegogo project. This isn't for free T-shirts or any of that kind of stuff. This is actual investment in the Tuttle Twins show. And if you go to TuttleTwinsTV.com, there's a page there where we're doing the crowdfunding and we're doing the investing. And to date, we've raised, it looks like, gosh, we're up to $664,000 out of $1,070,000 that we're raising. It goes up until November 2nd, but it's looking like we're going to raise it in the next 7 days based on the way we're tracking.
Wow.
Because so many investments are coming in. There's so much hunger for it. It looks like we'll raise it 3 or 4 days early and close it out even before then. But, yeah, TuttleTwinsTV.com is where you can go to invest. And again, can't guarantee any kind of a return on investment. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that this is a sure bet or anything like that. It is an investment. It does come with some risk. But for me, it's about investing in the future of our kids. It's about playing the long game for the next generation, that if you put those principles in place, then the future leaders, the future decision makers, the future citizens and voters can make better decisions going forward, having that foundation.
Well, you know, to my listeners, we're always complaining about what's out there, what they have to see, what's out there for the young kids. You know, Netflix just got nailed for this almost kiddie porn that they were putting out there, and now you have some
right.
good wholesome cartoons or you know, things that the kids can watch, and it's something they should get behind. And frankly, you know, I'm going to say it, you don't have to, but you shouldn't be given to this just strictly for investment reasons. If you really believe that there's crud on TV and you want to help your kids, your grandkids, and other kids to see good, you know, wholesome, solid TV that's also going to inform, they should get involved in this, shouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is very much a passion project for me. I think for most people investing, it is about kind of that purpose behind it,
yep.
more than they're like hoping to make a quick buck. If they're in it for the quick buck, then they're not in it for the long haul the way they need to be, especially with the way investments work. It takes years to pay off. But yeah, it's all about that long game.
Okay, Daniel, one more time, tell people where they can go to help contribute to this.
TuttleTwinsTV.com. That's the site where you can invest.
All right, guys, can't make it any easier than that. We'll have Daniel back when we get further along with this to see how successful he's been. Daniel, thanks for being with me tonight. God bless. Good job.
Thanks for having me on, Joe.
Yep. Roman Senior.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I appreciate your time that you spend with me. You could be with family, you could be listening to another show, you could be doing whatever, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really do. And you know, I got to tell you something. Again, the fact that Trump was able to hold himself tonight, you know, I don't know if I would have been able to do that. I start coming out of my skin when somebody's lying to me, and I know it, especially online or you know, when they come on as a guest and or a caller. I have no patience for the foolery. And I hear you have. Can you imagine? Here we had the president was impeached for a phone call where they said he bullied somebody. He threatened, which again, nothing he did was against the law. Absolutely nothing. But even so, let's move on with that. All right, so they had absolutely nothing in there. And back then, that was in January, right? So back then, what's her name? Pam Bondi. She was Attorney General for Florida. She was part of the defense team for the president. And she went through every one of these items that had to do with Joe Biden and family and what was going on, not just in Ukraine, but in China and other places. The sad part is that everybody ignored those. I don't know why. Why would you ignore them? They were real. It really happened. They had proof. The Department of Justice had proof. The FBI had proof. Seriously. So why wasn't that out and up in front? And now Hunter's ex-partner comes forward. Somebody better protect him. You know, what's funny is some of you yo-hos out there on the right, you don't realize these people are playing for life. Yeah, we got him now. Well, are we protecting the ex-partner? Because once he's gone, and I hope to God he has copies of those phones that he turned over. I really do. Hunter's ex-partner recounts a meeting with Joe Biden, claims the family paranoid about hiding former VP's involvement. I was told this past Sunday by somebody who was also involved in this matter that if I went public with this information, I would bury us all. Well, you know what? This is what a real this is what a real person of integrity does. From what I've read so far, though, he was not for this from day one. He was against it. He didn't want any part of it. He walked away from it. And he put up roadblocks so they wouldn't be able to do it. And there were emails from the other two partners, from Hunter and the other guy, saying that this guy was basically, oh, no, he's a wussy, you know, whatever. So Tony Bobulinski, he confirmed on Thursday that he met with the former vice president regarding his son's business dealings, alleged that someone involved with the controversy had warned him about coming forward. He needs to get protection immediately, if not earlier. No, really. I was told this, Bobulinski went on to accuse the former vice president of lying about his involvement. And indicated that his family sought to conceal. Now, I want you to notice something here. Look at Joe Biden when he denies this. He looks adamant. He looks like, you know, yeah, I didn't have anything to do with it. I can't wait to see how the left starts to spin this. Really starts to spin this. You know, they've been trying over the last day or so to say it's really terrible that they're going after the president's drug addict son. We've all had somebody hook on drugs in our families. We know what it's like. It's not cool. And why they're saying, well, we're not talking about his drug addiction. We're talking about other things that the son has done. We're talking about the dad who's lied about what he's done, what he's been involved with. You know, and the Biden family's involvement with the Chinese. Again, if this was even a hint for President Trump, they would be all over this like white on rice. Every one of the family members would have been separated in different rooms. They would have been interrogated for hours. Fox News had obtained text messages from Bobulinski, a retired lieutenant in the U.S. Navy. Now, hopefully, they'll give him the same amount of credibility, the same amount of honor as they gave the one that the whistleblower, if you would, for President Trump. Remember that? How dare you call him a liar? How dare you question what he has to say? He served this country with honor. Well, so did Bobulinski. See, they are in such a bad spot. They have been screaming wolf for so long. They have been screaming about these things for so long, they have forgotten. Like Amy Comey Barrett. I mean, what are they going to do with her? Successful woman with kids, bringing up a family, biracial family, special needs kids, and still very successful. People around her to work with her say, I don't know how she does it. My God, this is their dream for a woman. If she was a registered lifelong Democrat, they would be behind her 3,000%. And what Joe Biden said earlier today when he was in an interview, that the court system is now askew. He didn't have a problem with it when they were mostly liberals on that court. Or there was, you know, We shouldn't be appointing people because of liberal or conservative. We should be appointing people to those courts that really care about the Constitution, that are going to uphold the Constitution, not try to legislate from the bench, not try to rewrite the Constitution or reinterpret it. Remember that, you know, if you don't remember this, there's something wrong with you. No, probably something wrong. Ruth Bader, she thought we should take on she thought our Constitution didn't work anymore. We should take on the same type of Constitution that how Europe is run. Which was just craziness. Bobulinski, he actually tied two Biden family members directly in with, Chinese, well, really foreign entities. His latest comments came just before the final presidential debate. Trump invited him to attend. Fox News previously reported an email thread initially released by the New York Post, who are now owed a big, big apology from all these people that went after them. The email includes a note that Hunter was had some office expectations, and he'll elaborate. Proposed equity split between references, 20 for H, 10 held by H, for the big guy. In that email, there's no question that H stands for Hunter, big guy for his father. That's according to Bobulinski. In fact, Hunter often referred to his father as the big guy, or my chairman. On numerous occasions, it was clear to me that Joe Biden's involvement was not to be mentioned in writing, but only face-to-face. In fact, I was advised by James Giller and Rob Walker that Hunter and Jim Biden were paranoid about keeping Joe Biden's involvement secret. Declining to take questions, here is a man that's been in government for 47 years, has three houses worth over $10 million. How does that happen? Why aren't you answering those questions? Why aren't the local loons answering those questions? Why are they okay with it? Declining to take questions, Bobulinski presented three phones. He said it contained his corroborating evidence. He added that he would be meeting with the Senate committee the following day. The Biden campaign has said that it released the former vice president's tax documents and returns, which do not reflect any involvement with Chinese investment. Why? Because he wouldn't lie? These people are whacked. Yes, the meeting is not on his official calendar, so therefore it probably didn't take place. Probably or didn't. Is everything on his official calendar? I mean, met with Hunter to do a line at noon on Thursday. It's not going to be on his official calendar. It's not going to happen. Biden campaign spokesman Andrew Bates told Fox News that Biden has never considered being involved in business with his family, nor in any overseas business whatsoever. So then how can he afford these houses? You got his taxes, great, but how is he affording these houses being in Senate? Because his wife's a doctor, right? Is that it? Text message Shane obtained after the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee and the Senate Finance Committee's requested documents related to Bobulinski's business affairs. The meeting on May 2nd, 2017 would have taken place just 11 days before the May 13th, 2007 email obtained by Fox News last week, which included a discussion of remuneration packages. There were six people in that business deal. It was a Chinese energy firm. Wow. These people are amazing. They have absolutely no values. No standards, no values. This is why I jokingly say, they don't care about this country. They care about their pockets, they care about their power, and what's in it for them. And I know some of you guys on the left listen to this show. Thank you for doing that. Some of you do it just to try to nail me on something. But how is this acceptable in any way, shape, manner, or form? Hey, guys, thanks for hanging in there with me. I always appreciate your time with me more than you know. And know there's other shows you can be listening to, but you've chosen this one. You've backed me. You've been with me. I appreciate that so, so much. I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Look, don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.